UAPs and aliens. Luis Elizondo claims he was the head of ATIP, a government agency out of the Pentagon. ATIP stands for Threat Identification Program. He has said in the past he got frustrated when dealing with those in power, and what I got out of this was his superiors were not really interested in releasing UAP data and maybe even not ready to investigate it properly. He now claims he is being threatened, according to articles which have come out. There is more to the story, however. Elizondo wants UAP transparency, but apparently the government still wants to keep its UAP secrets. A statement came out in the news which suggests a congressman told him the protection for whistleblowers is a joke. An interesting article came out about Scotland and ancient stone circles, which also has to do with UAPs. Some people have come out and claimed these circles were built to somehow protect people from UAPs. A settlement made from stones on Orkney, named Scarabray, is being used to illustrate this point. It is said there are Pictish stones which contain drawings of people running away. It is thought this represents an attack from the sky. While UAP are being seen all over the world, some countries seem to have more than their share. Scotland is a country with a small population, about 5.5 million people, yet it has more than its share of UAP sightings. Recently, a UAP was seen in Scotland hovering over the city of Glasgow. A picture was taken of the object, but it disappeared right after that. The object was said to have a unique shape, that of a hexagon. I saw the photo and it was hard to detect the exact shape. Pilot reports of UAP sightings are happening more often. Some involve military planes, some commercial ones, and still others private planes. A pilot of a small plane saw a UAP speed past his plane while he was flying it. He said he took a video of the object. There are now thousands of UAP videos and no doubt some are genuine, but others are fakes and it is getting harder to tell the difference. This object looked much different than the classic UAP. We are finding UAPs which are coming in many different configurations lately. Remember the Harvard professor of ELOB? Among other things, he organized a trip to a place in the ocean where he searched for a so-called alien ship that crashed. He found debris and said it was extraterrestrial. Experts are saying they are skeptical. One of the experts called this a wild and crazy idea. So, what did Loeb find? He found small spherules. The experts are saying there is just too many unknowns to say for sure what the spherules are. Supposedly the US government examined over 500 UAP reports last year. Personally, I believe there were a lot more examined, but I guess this doesn't matter right now. It was said hundreds could not be explained. Reports came from many different places, including old reports which were sent over. What I do think is interesting, more reports came from Navy and Air Force pilots. These people know what to look for and I believe they are far more accurate when they cite a UAP and tell what they saw, than there is the film many of them took, which is very helpful, and many times they are closer to the UAP than anyone on the ground with a camera. People are finding UAPs in the skies everywhere. A couple of months ago a Ukrainian soldier witnessed a UAP in the sky over Donetsk. He said the object was huge and according to his description it was longer than the biggest aircraft carrier, being over 1,300 feet. There is no doubt the object was in a very dangerous area, but that didn't seem to faze it. Some members of Congress seem to be unhappy with the Pentagon's reporting on UAPs. They criticized the Pentagon's report and backed the whistleblowers. The whistleblower testimony, in some cases, seems to contradict what the Pentagon is reporting to Congress. There also seems to be omissions in the reports. A bill which was passed by Congress would cut off funding for UAP projects which do not abide by the law, mainly to report the projects to Congress. Not only are we seeing a lot more UAP sightings and UAP news, but we are also hearing about more contact between extraterrestrials and humans. It has been reported a U.S. Army colonel who had retired had something startling to say at a conference. He said he was part of the UFO/UAP task force. He supposedly said humans and extraterrestrials have had contact for a long time. We have heard this from many people, even some who retired from NASA. A person living in Minnesota couldn't believe what they saw over their house. Hovering above it was a long, cigar-shaped craft. In the video, the object looks like a long thin line. The object could be anything. I have heard about many thousands of UAP sightings in my life, but I have to admit the one I am going to tell you about next is unique. A man in South Carolina claims he found a UAP, which is not only made of metal, but is covered with fur. He said he was with another worker when they saw the object on a truck. He said the object had metal plates bolted together. I think right there, it proves it is not an alien object, but there is some explanation for the object we haven't heard. This reminds me of another story about an object mounted on a flatbed truck I heard a couple of years ago. It was being moved across the desert and uncovered. I didn't think at the time this was a UAP either. A program named Kona Blue was proposed, but it is said it was never enacted. The purpose was said to be a research program for UAPs which were found. The idea was to exploit the technology. There were also other functions, such as interviewing witnesses who could help with extraterrestrial technology and study the effects of meeting with extraterrestrials. There is a tie-in with Skinwalker Ranch in 2007. A man who was interested in this program informed a senator, according to an article, he was in possession of a UAP. The man no longer talks about this or anything else, which he is not authorized by the Pentagon to talk about. The man was pushing another program named the Advanced Aerospace Weapons System Application Program, or ASAP. The man has written a book about this subject and is Dr. James Lukatsky, a former Defense Warning Office official in the Defense Intelligence Agency.